Hi there. The word for today is on giving at a higher level. In Mark 12, verse 44, we read these words about the little woman who gave her last two mites to God in the treasury offering. Jesus said, and I quote, "She has given everything she had." Do you know what? God doesn't want our generosity to be restricted by fear. Either we trust Him completely and experience the joy of participating in His purposes here on earth, or we trust in our own earning ability and live with anxiety over things and factors we know we can't control. The danger of not moving to a higher level of giving is this. You can miss out on something great that God wants to do for you personally and through you to bless others. Count on it. At some point, He'll challenge you to give more than you've ever given before. And at that moment, your faith will cause you to say yes, or your fear will cause you to dismiss it as impractical. That's a pivotal point in your life, because your response to God's challenge will determine your future. That's right. Now, some levels of giving are effortless, while others make us uneasy. Sooner or later, we all hit a wall called fear. And unless you recognize it, you'll never be able to break through it. As a result, you'll live with less than God intends for you to enjoy. So what's the solution? Here it is. Are you ready? Change your concept of ownership. One author puts it this way: there's no portion of money that is our money and the rest is God's. It's all His. He made it all, gives it all, and has entrusted it to us for His service. Now, if you believe that, there's no reason not to give. However, getting God involved in your finances means surrendering control of your money to Him. And let's face it, that can be scary. Jesus' model for generosity was a widow who gave her last penny without having anything to fall back on except God's promise to meet her needs. And when you reach that point, you're on the threshold of the miraculous. And that's the word for you today.